Blackstone Audio presents The Witch of Little Italy by Suzanne Palmieri. This book is read by Cassandra Campbell. For my husband, William, who taught me that once I started something, I could finish it as well. I'm a lost witch. Are you a lost witch, too? Suzanne Palmieri. Winter. 1. Itsy. All the Amore siblings had the sight in varying degrees, and its fickleness got us into trouble sometimes. Like the time when I was young, and still talking, and I called my friend's husband to give my condolences about her death in a trolley crash. Only my friend was still alive, and the trolley wouldn't crash until the next day. It was hard to explain that one, and harder still to keep my friend off the trolley the following day, even though I knew her life was at stake. Regular people have such a hard time listening to the low hum of instinct. Don't get me wrong, I tire of the magic now that I'm old, but still, if I'd had it all to do over, I'd choose magic ways. Especially now, when another, more precious life is at stake. She's coming back now, the girl. She's coming back and bringing my memories with her. Maybe she won't remember anything. Dear God, don't let her remember. If she remembers, she'll land straight back in harm's way. If she remembers, my promise will be broken. And that'd be too bad because it's one of my best skills. Promise keeping.